many times have you thought about quitting your job and starting a new life? Hey, I'm Lindsay, the girl who actually did that. And now I'm on a mission to change the 9-to-5 narrative that dreading Monday and working for the weekend is normal and acceptable. My goal is to help you see your potential beyond your credentials, gain clarity on what it means to live life on your own terms, and build the confidence to go after your dream career. I'm here to prove to you that it's possible for you to do work you love, make a positive impact on the world, make even more money than you're making right now, and live a deeply fulfilling life. So let's dive in.
When I first started my business, the biggest thing that helped me get the momentum going was surrounding myself with other women who got it. Having a community of women who were also building online businesses and could offer advice, support, or even some opportunities for collaboration is priceless. Not only did I not feel so alone and overwhelmed, but I've made long-term connections that to this day are leading to client referrals, podcast interviews, and other opportunities that have been so key to growing my business. So many of these opportunities have come from being a part of like-minded collective. You might remember I interviewed the founder Inbal Claudio, who created this platform for female founders to build genuine relationships, join creative brainstorming sessions, promote your business, build your client base, and attend weekly masterclasses to help you with marketing and growing your brand. In just a couple months being on this platform, I've connected with so many incredible women who turned into podcast guests, client referrals, and guest speaking opportunities for my business. If you're looking for a community of women who will help you create the business of your dreams, Like-Minded Collective is it. And right now, Inbal has decided to go rogue and make all membership features completely free through the end of 2022. Just go to lindsayhanson.com/likemindedcollective and use code QUIT to join today. Again, your membership is completely free, but if you're listening to this after 2022, you can still get 50% off your first month when you use my affiliate link, lindsayhanson.com/likemindedcollective, and enter code QUIT when you sign up. I'll see you on the inside. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. If you are a woman trying to balance it all and you're wanting less chaos in your life, this one's for you. I'm here with Tabitha Perry, the ultimate go-to for the non-9-to-5 woman. Tabitha is a social worker turned stay-at-home mom turned online life coach who helps entrepreneurs create order in your daily life. As a professional overthinker, she's learned how to simplify her day and loves helping women create simple and small edits in your daily life so you can step into your fullest potential. I'm so excited for this conversation. Tabitha, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much, Lindsay. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So to start, tell us a little bit more about who you are and what it is that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I always like to start out with kind of my self-contract, and it is I am a bold, strong, courageous, and consistent child of God. And I think it just kind of speaks to who I am and not necessarily what I do, because those are two things that I think are very important to make sure that they're different, right? Who I am and what I do. So I have always loved like being growth minded to a certain point, right? So I grew up in Alaska, and it's a very hard place to live because of there's not very many people. There's not a lot to do. So you got to get creative, right? Well, then I started moving around and living in different states, meeting different people. I had my second kiddo, and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
Like, I get to this point where I had created my list of all the things that I wanted to do, and I had done them all. And so I was kind of at this point of like, I've got a lot of life to live. What do I want to do? So at that point, I realized that coaching would be something that I would want to do. My background's in social work, so I'd done counseling, and I've worked with a lot of different types of women in different seasons of life and types of situations. And I really just wanted to help women who were kind of in the same spot that I was, stuck, right? Not sure what to do, what direction to take. And what I realized was that action created clarity. And so through different steps, that I can kind of get into later, I was able to realize that starting my own business was pretty much like the best thing that I could do to move forward, considering I wanted to be available for my kids. My husband has lots of work stuff that I love being a part of. And so I just wanted that flexibility, which I think most women really do want that flexibility. Like if they could choose pay or flexibility, I would say most would choose the flexibility.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And so how did you kind of go about starting your business once you realized, okay, coaching is what I want to do and I want to have my own business? What was that next step for you?
Yeah. So I honestly set out to talk with other women who maybe not had their own business, but like worked more than like being a stay-at-home mom, right? Mm-hmm. Just to kind of figure out the balance. Like, can I even make this work? I have this idea, right? And then I realized I have no business background. I have like nothing. I'm a social worker, right? Mm-hmm. People were court appointed to come to me. And now all of a sudden I have to create this business where people like want to come to me, not be like mandated to. Right. And so I hired a business coach, honestly, was my initial thing. And so she helped me set up everything from like my email to my website. Well, actually, I hired a friend to do my website, who's been fantastic. But all those little things, and there were so many tears, Lindsay. So many tears and late nights, right? It was right in 2020 when everything was crazy. And I'm like, what am I doing? I think I'm supposed to be doing this. This is supposed to be easy, right? No, it has not been easy, right? But it's been so rewarding too, just to have access to other entrepreneurs, right? But really what it came down to is I knew I needed to do something and I knew I couldn't do it on my own. And so I needed to seek help. So talking with other women, how they did it, hiring someone, a professional that already gone before me, done it, taught me, that was really important.
Yeah, that's the first thing I did too when I decided to start my business. I mean, and I do have a degree in business, funny enough, but I didn't feel like I knew anything about starting an online coaching business, especially. And having that coach in the beginning, I think, is so critical to kind of give you that guidance and keep you grounded and like, okay, here are the things you actually need to be focusing on, right?
Oh, completely, completely. Because there is just endless, right? Yeah. I even had to stop listening to podcasts for a little while because now, granted, you know, you obviously have a podcast. I have a podcast. Podcasts are great. However, it is okay to take a break from the type of like, you know, you need to make your first 100,000 your first year, or like all of this pressure when that wasn't my journey. My journey is slow and steady, right? Like I love to run. I ran my first marathon last year and it is slow and steady and consistent. And that's how I've been able to kind of build my business. But it looks very different. I've had friends that started right around the same time and they blew it up. And I am so proud of them and excited for them. But I needed to own my journey. And so I just want to encourage the gals that are listening right now that don't compare yourself, right? Because and I have to be careful with it too, because all of a sudden you can get jealous, right? Like, well, they're there. I should be there. Well, no, because they're not in your shoes, right? Like we all have different things going on in our life, different strengths, weaknesses that we just need to take into account as we're building our business and have it be unique to us.
Yeah, I really appreciate you saying that. I'm sure all the women listening need to hear it. And I think we both also need to remind ourselves of it all the time because it's so easy with all of the content and social media and podcasts that we're all consuming every day. It's so easy to get stuck in comparison and feel like you're constantly behind. You're constantly not doing enough. And it's just like you need to focus on yourself and your own path and your journey is not going to look like everyone else's. And that is okay.
Yes. Oh, I so agree.
I love it. Okay. So I know that something, I mean, I don't have any children. So I love that you're able to come on and speak to being a mom. And I know that you work with a lot of women who are moms as well. And I know something that comes up, whether you have your own business or you're in, you know, a 9-to-5 corporate job, any type of career as a mom is kind of that mom guilt, I would imagine, of like being torn between your career and working and maybe being away from home versus wanting to be with your children. So do you have any tips for the moms listening who are struggling with that?
Oh, I so do. So two come to mind specifically. The first is that our kids remember how they feel around us, right? Mm-hmm. So quality versus quantity. You know, if you are having to work a lot and you only get to see your kiddo an hour or two a night and then on the weekends, that is okay. Make those hours special, right? Put your phone away. Like, come up with fun things that you want to do with your kids. Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't necessarily like just to sit and play with my kids. It's too stressful. I don't understand the rules of the game that they're playing. So we've had to come together and come up with fun things that we both enjoy doing. And then that makes it the quality of the time so much more fun because I'm not feeling like dreadful, like, I have to do this. And my, because our kids pick up on that. So again, quality over quantity, figure out things that you like to do just as much as your kids like to do and fit it into the time that you do have. And don't compare whether or not you have more or less time than other moms. Like, God gave you the kids in this season of life for the very reason that you were created to have. And so just be like, own it and enjoy it. The other suggestion I have that I did a couple years ago was I created like a, what do I call it? Kind of like a list of things that I like to do as a mom. So it's like a job criteria for me as a mom. So some of them were like, feed them nutritious food each day, right? I love to tuck them in at night. There are certain things that in my job as a mom, I want to do. So many times when we're balancing all these other things, like our job, we can almost like more because it's very defined on the specific tasks we need to do. As a mom, it's kind of all over the place. But if you kind of create the certain things that you want to like achieve as a mom that you can actually check off on your list. Okay, I fed them an apple today. Okay, I kissed them goodnight. You know, that just makes you feel so much more present and in the moment and like, oh yeah, like I actually did that. And then it's harder for your brain to give you mom guilt because you're like, no, I have evidence that I did what I needed to do.
I love that tip. And also the first one is such a good perspective to remember, like from your child's perspective and how they see you. Cause as the mom, I'm sure you're just always thinking like, I'm not spending enough time with them. But like, I'm just thinking back to when I was growing up. I mean, my mom had always worked pretty much. I think she worked from home when I was like really little, but I don't even remember that. So as far back as I can remember, my mom was always working, right? And like, I never thought that she wasn't around enough or that I didn't get to spend enough time with her. And that's just such a good perspective shift there. So I would imagine another thing that women struggle with is, okay, you have those few hours with your kids after you get home from work or you're done working on your business or whatever, but you're exhausted, right? So any tips you have there for like, how can you actually be fully present with them and engaged with them when you're maybe exhausted or feeling kind of burned out from your work?
Yeah, man, this is something that I'm still working on, to be honest. And there are times in our life that it is okay to react. But when it comes to rest, that is being proactive, right? So if you're wanting to show up your full self, happy and joyful and not tired, you're going to have to do some work the day or two beforehand, right? Yeah. And so it's super cliche to say, but stay hydrated, get enough sleep. One thing that I love to work with my clients on is their sleep hygiene, right? Their morning and evening routines is huge. So just be aware of what you're doing at night, right? There are certain things that can actually make us more awake, but we think that they are calming, but they're not. So be aware of those things, you know, like watching shows. Yeah. Yes, it helps you zone out, but there's so many things that actually overstimulate your brain. You know, find a book, color, write, do something else to kind of calm your mind. So what you do the day or two before is actually helping you prep for the end of day when you're spending time with your kids. Another thing that I really suggest too, if you're like, okay, I want to focus on my morning and evening routine, I actually encourage you to focus on your evening routine first, not the morning, because that actually sets you up for your morning routine. So if you find that you're actually going to bed later, it doesn't make sense that you're going to get up super early. Like, be kind to yourself, right? Just start having your bedtime be like maybe 30 minutes earlier, maybe 15 minutes earlier. Don't all of a sudden try to go cold turkey with having like, okay, I'm going to go to bed early and I'm going to get up early. Just start with these little, what I like to call them, little edits in your life, right? So that helps you get those results that you want.
Yeah, I love that. So what are some of the, like, are there any staples that you have for your evening routine and your morning routine that you've noticed really help your energy throughout the day?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I love to do is on my phone, I have an iPhone. So I have it so it reminds me at 8:30 that it is time to start going to bed. Because let's be real, us ladies have lots of things we like to do before we actually get into bed.
Yeah.
So we need to give ourselves some time, right? So I give myself pretty much like a half hour to 45 minutes to start the process to go into the room. So I don't feel rushed. You know, I can finish up whatever I'm doing. And so then I will put on instrumental music. I think that's really important. The words, I'll like start thinking about lyrics and anyhow. So it's just better if I have instrumental music. Yeah. I'll use lavender. And then I always read. So I'll lay in bed and I'll read a couple pages and then I'll go to sleep. Another thing I really want to suggest too, which there was a book that I read and I do not remember the name of the book, but she talks about the importance of having pajamas. So many times, especially when we're working from home, we can literally wear yoga pants and a sweatshirt all day, work, have a killer day, and then be like, well, I'm kind of already in my jammies. I'll just get into bed. However, our brain gets confused because it's like, wait a minute. Like we just like kicked butt in this outfit and then I'm supposed to relax and go to sleep.
Yeah.
So you're giving your brain a cue when you're putting on your cozy jammies that like, okay, it is time, brain. You are safe. I'm going to take care of you. We are going to rest now. So let's lay down, right? And so having those like comfortable pajamas. And if you don't feel like you have jammies that make you feel comfortable and like pretty, go out and get some. You have permission to go out and spend some money. And it doesn't have to be expensive. But get some that you feel good getting into. And then that'll give your brain that cue. Because, right, habits are all based on cues to our brain. And so we just need to be kind to it.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on – because another thing that I'm always conscious of – I mean, I work from home all the time. And sometimes I like working on my couch. Like I don't always like being at a desk. But then I'm also like, well, this is also where I relax, like after work and try to turn my business brain off. So any tips that you have there for like those of us who work from home, what are some things we can do to kind of give our brain those cues and be able to really like separate work from family time, from sleep time and things like that?
This is also kind of similar to the pajamas. Change your clothes, right? So even if it's from yoga pants to a sweatshirt to yoga pants and a sweatshirt, but like maybe you have like work clothes and then you have relaxing clothes. There's been times I've literally put on my pajamas at 6 o'clock at night because I'm like, I'm done. I'm tapped out. I got nothing else to give. I'm in my jammies. I know that my brain is going to like now start to relax because I gave it that cue. So there, that's one thing, turning off your computer, like shutting it down. There's our society, myself included, is very instant gratification. So if I have to like push a button to turn on my computer to like check on something, like I'm not going to because it's lazy and I don't want to do extra two steps and wait 30 seconds. So literally when you're on your couch, when you're done with work, turn your computer completely off and then go put it in your office or wherever, put it away out of sight, out of mind, and then get into your cozy clothes, you know, all these good cues. And then that allows you to kind of let your brain know, okay, is okay. I have permission to relax. Yeah. And also I want to just put this out there too. If you have a hard time thinking of what to do to relax, like me, I make a list, honestly, and I kind of add to it. And then if I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to be relaxing, like go to your list and be like, oh yeah, I like to color, or I want to listen to that mixed CD that I made when I was 16, or whatever it is that will like be fun for you, like create that list so you have it. So that way you're not constantly trying to recall when your brain's already probably fried after the end of the day.
If you're looking for a unique and meaningful gift to give your loved ones this holiday season, look no further than Intention Wave. This is one of the coolest products I've ever seen. So we all know you can engrave jewelry with your name or a special date or a phrase, but what if you could engrave it with your voice? With Intention Wave, you record a short voice message on their website, and then the sound wave of your voice gets engraved onto a piece of jewelry. How freaking cool is that? You also get a QR code that you or whoever you give this to can scan to listen to the audio recording. So whether you want to send a message to a loved one, or if you have a quote or affirmation that you want to remind yourself of, Intention Wave is the perfect way to do it. It's taking meaningful gifts to a whole new level. You can get your unique sound wave engraved on necklaces, rings, bracelets, and keychains and have a beautiful, thoughtful gift for your loved one. So win gift giving this holiday season by going to intentionwave.com and use code QUIT for 20% off your order. That's intentionwave.com and use code QUIT, all uppercase, for 20% off your order. Yeah, no, that's so good. And honestly, the clothes thing, I really need to be better. I'm literally right now wearing the same sweatpants that I put on when I woke up this morning. So I'm not always the best about that one. I changed my shirt though, so at least I did that.
Bonus point. Totally.
Oh, man. Okay. And so any tips that you have also for, like, I mean, whether you have children or not, I know one thing that sometimes I struggle with is I live with my boyfriend and he has kind of a different routine than the routine that I ideally want to have. So any tips that you have for, like, what if your partner who you're living with doesn't really want to follow that same routine that you think is best for you?
Yeah. Well, first off, I always think that it's important to have a conversation and, like, not assume that they don't, just, like, put it out there of, like, hey, this is what I'm thinking of starting to do. Would you be on board trying it with me and supporting me in this? And if they're like, nah, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So then just have a solid plan, right, of what you're going to do. And also give yourself grace, because there is going to be the pool to hang out with them, right? If they stay up later playing video games or watching a movie, there's going to be that, like, oh, FOMO. I don't want to miss out. And I want to spend time with them. But as we know, if we take, like, a 30,000 foot view approach, is that you're going to show up way better if you have that sleep, right? If you go to bed when your partner wants to stay up later. And so it's that quality over quantity again, you know, whether it's your kids or your significant other or family members or your pets, you know, giving them that quality attention is so important. And so really it comes down to your why. And thinking of it as, like, my version of myself tomorrow. Are they going to be really happy with this choice? Or are they going to be, you know, frustrated that I didn't go to bed at this certain time or do these certain things? And my husband likes to watch videos in bed sometimes. And so I have asked him nicely if he could just wear AirPods, because anything I hear is going to make my brain go. And so I'm listening to my instrumental music. So I probably could put AirPods in, but I kind of called it first, so I asked him to put the AirPods in.
No, that's a really good tip, and it's definitely something that I've struggled with a little bit, because, you know, my boyfriend has a regular 9-to-5 corporate job. As an entrepreneur, part of why I want to be an entrepreneur is because I don't want to have a 9-to-5 schedule. And then once we moved in together, I was like, oh, well, I kind of have to if I want to spend any time with you. So it's been a journey, but I think we're in a pretty good rhythm now. So another thing that I wanted to ask you about, and this is something that's on my mind, even though I don't, like, have any plans to have children in the near future, but I think it's something that a lot of women are kind of opening their eyes to, is, like, I want to maybe be a stay-at-home mom or be able to at least spend, you know, a good amount of time with my children, but I don't want to have to completely give up my career or my income, right? So is it possible to be a stay-at-home mom and also be bringing in a decent income for your family and also not completely losing your sanity in the process?
Yes, but it's messy at first. I'm not going to say it's easy to get to that. That's kind of like the end destination that you would want to get. I think that being a stay-at-home mom is a true gift if your partner is able to provide enough where you can have a comfortable living. And I'm so blessed to be able to do that. And anything that I make is kind of like fun money, mm-hmm. right? But it's so important to really dig into why. Like, why are you wanting to do that? Are you wanting to spend 24/7 with your kids? Because that was something I was like, holy crap. I did not realize that I would not get a break. What is going on here? Yeah. Right. So just really kind of evaluating why do you want to do what you want to do? Why do you want to be a stay-at-home mom? Why do you want to be a hybrid? Right. And kind of do the seven whys deep. So you have your why and then kind of continue to ask why until you kind of get to this base of like, I don't like to feel stuck or I want freedom. Whatever it is that it's kind of at the core. Our core values, right? Because everything that we do out of life is kind of comes from those values. And when we're not aligned with those values, then we feel discontent and frustrated and things just feel off. So mm-hmm. it's really important to understand who you are when you're making those decisions. So my journey was I stopped working and then I realized, oh my gosh, I need to still be involved. So I started to volunteer and that allowed me to still use my brain, still use my skills, but I called the shots of when I was going to do it, right? So then I eventually transitioned to having my own business, but this was over like a 6-year period. So I just want to encourage women to give yourself grace, allow yourself time to try new things. It's kind of like a science project, right? You have like your hypothesis of like, I think I'm going to like this. And then just kind of, you know, try out a couple tests, see if you do or you don't. There's no rule book to life. Like there's not one particular way that you're supposed to make certain decisions. Well, I believe the Bible, but ultimately for each person, it is so important to do what is right for you. And so being able to be aware of that and know that it's going to take some time. It's going to be messy, but that's the whole point. And mm-hmm. you're going to love it at the end. And then once you figure it out, it's probably going to change again. And that's the whole joy of it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And whether you have children or want children or not, I think as women, we tend to put a lot of pressure on ourselves to kind of do it all. Like, I think especially if we're working from home, right? I know for me, I feel like there's this idea of like, well, I'm home all day. I might as well be like doing the dishes and doing the laundry and vacuuming the floors. Not that anyone ever told me that's my job to do, but I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, right? When it comes to the housework, kids, if you have kids, and your career, and feeling like we should be able to do all of those things perfectly and also, you know, keep our mental and physical health in check, right?
So you show up with pearls and heels, yeah, your makeup done, clean house, and have worked a full day. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what advice do you have there, right? How, for the woman who is trying to do it all, either how can we kind of do it all without overwhelming ourselves, or how can we kind of give ourselves some more grace in that process?
Yes. So I truly believe every woman has like different capability. And honestly, depending on the time of month, you've got certain levels of energy. Yeah. So just realize that you're like what you're able to bring to the table to accomplish in on like a Wednesday may be different on a Friday, right? Maybe different the next week. So standards are important. Have standards. You know what you're capable of. But again, add that grace in too of like, you know, it was a really hard week. I just killed it on this project. So I'm going to give this next week to myself to just, you know, just work on some fun social media stuff or just, you know, go do some networking, not have to create any content. I also want to say that transitions are really challenging. So for anyone that works at home, right? And they think like, oh, I'll just go do the dishes. I'll just go throw that laundry. And I mean, I'm at home anyways. Mm-hmm. This is what being an entrepreneur is about. Every time you do that, it takes 20 minutes to kind of get back into gear. Mm-hmm. So we could be sitting here, right? You could be writing. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, I have to go turn over the laundry. You go, you leave. Then you're 20 minutes, you know, to get back into the flow of things. So my suggestion is to have, you know, time blocks, right? So where you're working and then, okay, go do a couple chores, right? And then get back to work. But don't try to like switch on and off throughout your day. That's going to make you even more exhausted. So that's actually a tip too of if you're not wanting to be as exhausted at the end of the day is to not switch between tasks so often because our poor little brain, like it gets tired, right? When you do that.
Yeah, no, that's a good tip. And something that I definitely noticed too, like when if I take a break to go do something else, I'm like, what was I doing again? Like, where am I?
Totally. And I don't know about you, but I'll get like 80% of the way done with something and I'll be like, that was a good time to take a break. I'm like,
yeah.
But that's also kind of a form of self-sabotage as well. Yeah. It's because it's like, well, if I like finish this, that means I have to put it out to the world. And that could be scary. What if they don't like it, you know? And so sometimes we protect ourselves with tasks, with going and doing all these things that are very tangible. Like, you know, when you're done with the laundry, you know, when you're done with the dishes, you don't know necessarily when you're done with writing that piece of content or, you know, it's really hard to kind of know that. So allow yourself to sit and complete a task 100%. Completed and just give yourself the credit that you did it. Done is better than perfect, right? And then move on to those other things. But yes, you can do it. It's just, you have to be very strategic of where you put your energy.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you mentioned we have different energy levels at different times of the month, right? I think it's something we don't talk about enough. And we kind of feel like, oh, I can just do it all every day, 30 days out of the month, right? Is that something that you work on with your clients as kind of working around their cycle?
So not specifically, but there is, but it is something that I encourage them to be very aware of, right? Mm-hmm. And so if they want to track their cycle, which again, a lot of it takes energy. So most women are just trying to like, I just need to focus on my career. I can't track my cycle too. But for those that are like super high achievers, yeah, track your cycle. See what days that you have more energy and less energy. There is someone, and I can get you the information too to put in the notes, that actually does coaching on this specifically. She has a medical background. And so it is so interesting. And that has allowed, given me more grace when there's science to back my grace.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's okay that I'm really tired because, you know, I'm about to start my period. So this makes sense. And these are things that men don't necessarily have to worry about, right? When we think of entrepreneurship, there's a very different way of how women entrepreneurs show up and how men entrepreneurs do. Both are good. Both are equally amazing. But how we do it is just different. And we need to honor that uniqueness.
Yeah, I think it's so good to be aware of your cycle and in the different phases, like when do you have a lot of energy? When do you know that you're not going to have a lot of energy, right? And then you can kind of plan around that. If you know, okay, the beginning of the month, I'm very high energy and I know that I'm going to have the energy to get all these things done. Well, maybe plan on doing more at the beginning of the month and taking some of that workload off at the end of the month when you know you're going to be drained and exhausted and not wanting to do anything. Because I think we expect ourselves to be able to be at 100% every day of the month and then feel like, you know, oh, I'm tired. I didn't do everything that I wanted to do today. I'm behind. And we stress ourselves out for really no reason.
And that is so true. That is so true. And I've also found that I will totally sabotage myself those weeks that I'm feeling high energy. I will plan things out like, oh, well, I can do this and I can do that. And so then, you know, the end of month Tabitha is like, girl, what did you do to me?
Yeah.
You set me up for like, to be even more exhausted. I'm already tired. And so being kind to my future self and being like, I'm going to set this up for a couple more weeks out when I know I'm going to have a little bit more energy. And again, that's just all that self-awareness. But with self-awareness, that means you need to give yourself time to stop, take some margin, and realize what you need. Because so many times we're operating out of what do my clients need? What do my kids need? What does my significant other? What does my pet need? And it's easier to focus on other people's needs than ourselves. And I'm speaking this from because I do it a lot. And then I got to come back and be like, no, what do I need so I can show up, right? I got to put my oxygen mask on so I can show up the best for everyone else too.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say are the biggest things that we do as women that sabotage our success.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we feel like we have to earn rest. Like we have to complete a project, do a thing, create something, and then we can rest. However, you're not going to probably show up and do all of that to the extent that you can without rest.
Yeah.
So it's kind of this vicious cycle. At some point, we need to stop and slow down. But there is just this idea that we can do it all the time. And granted, we are very capable women. You're going to run out of energy eventually. And there's probably a lot of women right now that are feeling really drained and burned out right now. And I just want to encourage those women, like, you don't have to feel like this. This does not have to be normal for you, and to ask for help. Like, for example, get counseling. Like, mm-hmm. I have gotten counseling throughout my life that has been super helpful. Get a coach, right? If you're wanting for business or for personal, you know, I also do 2 mini getaways a year. So I go to a hotel 2 nights by myself, and I just allow myself to just do whatever I want. And sometimes it's easier than other times.
Yeah.
Right? Depending on if I've checked in with myself. If it's been a while, then I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with myself for a couple days?
Yeah.
So I just really encourage women to stop and take a minute to figure out what they need. And if they're having a hard time with that, that's definitely something that I can help women do.
I love that. And what are some of those small, as you said, edits that we can make? I know we mentioned a few for like your morning and evening routine. Are there any others that you love to help your clients work through to kind of reduce some of that overwhelm that we have in our lives?
Mm-hmm. So one of them is like an energy gainer, energy drainer thing. Mm. So this idea that throughout our day, just like our phone, right, we have to plug it in, and we have, you know, start out with 100% battery, and throughout the day it drains, right? There's times we probably have to even plug it in because it gets into the red.
Yeah.
Well, we need to make sure that we're doing things that give us energy, because there's always going to be things that drain our energy. So some of the little edits is just being aware of, like, I need to sit and take a 10-minute rest time, or I just want to listen to music with, you know, just some upbeat music. Take some time to do those things in order to maintain that energy and create the life that you want to be, so you can show up as the most beautiful, you know, successful version of yourself there is. One other edit too is just to understand, like, we're all predispositioned for certain attention spans, and so we can get kind of distracted, some more than others. And so figure out, like, what distracts you throughout the day and come up with ways to limit those distractions, especially if you're at home. If you need to rearrange your office, leave the house, like go to a coffee shop regularly, whatever it is, to make sure that you can identify what those things are that are holding you back, that is distracting you from getting you to where you want to be.
So good. Okay. Tell us a little bit more about the work that you do with your clients. Who is it that you typically work with, and what are some of the things that you walk them through?
So I work with women who are the non-9-to-5ers. So whether they're entrepreneurs, financial advisors, realtors, stay-at-home moms, anyone who kind of doesn't have the typical job. Now, granted, even those that have 9-to-5, if you are a parent or a caregiver of some sort, you're constantly working and trying to balance life. And so, again, the heart of why I wanted to work with women like that is because I realized that I had so many things that I was responsible for, and how to balance it all was really hard. And so just trying to figure out the easiest ways for me, but allowing time for women to take a minute to figure out what is good for them. Because I can tell you all the tips and tricks that I have.
Yeah.
None of those may apply, right? Yeah. Because, like, us as women, we have to figure out what specifically we need. All those things work for me, but they may not work for other people. They're just kind of suggestions for women to kind of tweak until they're like, okay, now that works for me.
Yeah.
And so where I start is with who the woman is, right? So we talk about what her values are, how she describes herself, how I started out with my personal contract of being bold and courageous and strong and consistent. I help women kind of narrow down what words they want to describe themselves. I don't show up bold and courageous all the time, but those are things that I strive for. So I have women kind of figure that out as well. So once we start with who they are, we go into what they want. So specifically what it, like a very specific goal that they want. So is it to work on time management? Is it to lose weight? Is it to enjoy their time with their kids? Whatever the scenario is, then we kind of break down what's distracting you. What are the barriers, right? We get real specific and kind of dig deep, maybe some beliefs that are holding them back, some mindset shifts that need to happen, right? And then we get into the how, the strategy, right? Specifically, okay, on this day, you're going to do what? And you're going to talk about this and you're going to check in with me this way. And so to really make it so I help them walk through this entire process. And most of the women that I work with are super high achievers. And so they're like, I can only focus on one thing. Yeah. That seems ridiculous. Like, that's a waste. I'm like, nah, like, trust me. If you can do one thing and do it well, you're going to build that self-trust up. So then the next time, maybe we can work on a couple things, but we got to start with the one thing first. And then that helps us create those small edits in our life. So then that way we build that self-trust and then we get those big results that we want.
I love that. And where can the listeners go if they wanted to get connected with you and learn more about your coaching?
Yeah, so they can find me at tabithaperry.coach or on Facebook and Instagram at Tabitha Perry Life Coach. And I also have a podcast called The Life Edit with Tabitha Perry.
Okay, I'll leave all of that in the show notes. And then my final question that I have for you is, any final advice that you have for the woman listening who's struggling to balance her personal or her family life with her business or career?
I'm a very visual person. And so I imagine this woman and she is juggling all of these different things. And she's afraid that if she stops or if one drops, that she's going to drop all of them. And I want to encourage the woman that maybe it's time to drop all of them. And so that way she can decide which ones that she wants to pick back up. So many times people are throwing more into what we're juggling and we didn't decide that. We didn't want that. So I want that woman to know that it's okay to let things go for a little while and kind of reevaluate what she's involved in and see what she needs to say yes to and what she needs to say no to. And just to give herself that permission.
I love that. And I think that's also a great place for you to start for those who are listening, right? To kind of do that edit of your own life. Like, what are all these things that I'm juggling and which ones do I actually really want to focus on right now? I love it. All right, Tabitha, thank you so much for coming on. This was such a good conversation. It's so powerful. And I know all of the women listening are going to take hopefully a lot of things away from this conversation.
Oh, thank you, Lindsay. It was so much fun.
All right, my loves. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're looking for more content to help you leave your 9-to-5, make money online, and create a life of freedom doing work you love, come hang out with me on social media. You can find me at Lindsay M. Hansen on Instagram and on TikTok. Also, come join the Quit Your Job Sis Facebook group so you can connect with me and your fellow listeners and get an amazing community to support you on your journey. If you love this episode, please be sure to share it on social media, share it with your friends or your coworkers, and go ahead and leave a review on Apple Podcasts so we can get the show out to all my corporate babes and entrepreneurs who need to hear it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and being on this journey with me. I love you. I appreciate you. I am here for you always, and I will talk to you in the next episode.